but not until after moving the chains and a four-yard gain. First and 10 from the Central Lake 49.
That time under center. Kineth has a running back over his right shoulder and left shoulder. Handley on the right and Bowerman on the left. And when he takes the snap, it's just a quick handoff to Handley, who's coming full speed, takes the ball, and dives forward, and is able to get about 4 yards or so, but enough for a first down.
Central Lake showing blitz. Kineth hands it off to Handley again. He's out, brought down to the 46-yard line. Actually going to mark him down about the 45. Spangler again on the tackle. It is a 4-yard gain. Second down, 6 to go for the Eagles. Methodically moving this ball.
Quick hitter again. This Handley again, the fullback. They give it to him quickly and then sell a very elaborate handoff to Bowerman, which never happened. Handley hits him quick, gets another quick 3 or 4 right through the middle of that defense.
Same formation, Kineth under center, I formation, Handley and Bowerman behind him. Hands it off to Bowerman, going through, left gap, left end, and he trips up at about the 44-yard line, comes down to the rest of the 42-yard line. No tackle on it, 4-yard gain for Bowerman, third down and manageable, third down and 3. They need to get to the 39-yard line. They're at the 42.
3 yards a pop is not too bad. Noah Newton was the closest defender in the area for Central Lake. But this is the type of drives that Coach Brown and company wants to see. Wear down that Central Lake team because they are not very deep.
Kineth taking a step back now under center. And he's going to hand it off to Bowerman. And he somehow gets out to about the 40-yard line for a 2-yard gain. But he's going to be short of that first down marker by about a yard. And we have a downed Deckerville player. And I do believe that is Bowerman.
And it looks like he's holding his knee as well.
His left knee there. So the coaching staff and medical staff for Deckerville out on the field. And almost looks like just a cramp there, Dave. I very well could be wrong. I only work in a hospital. I'm not a doctor.
That's very true. I don't think that either of our expertise in this be very good. But he's up already with the help of his coaches. But not putting any pressure on that left side. I wonder if, though, if he didn't come down on that knee. And this turf is not as comfy as it sounds. Hopefully it's more of a bruise, not anything messed up in there. But he's not putting any pressure on it. They're going to have him look at it. But nonetheless, that's going to mean Cole Rumsick checking into the game, going to be your lead tailback probably the rest of the way. But we got fourth and one and a half here at the 40-and-a-half-yard line. Deckerville going to go for it here in Central Lake territory.
They need to get to the 41-yard line. Four-man front for Central Lake. And it's a handoff to Cole Rumsick on a second effort. Dives forward, and he gets it. Holy cow. As he was being tackled back at the 40-yard line, as he spun down to the turf, lunged out in full extension out, and he gets enough to move the chains by about a half of a foot. First and 10 from the 39.
Well, I don't know about half a foot, but he had to spin and crawl to that first down marker and extend the football. He was hitting the backfield 2 yards deep in a gutsy play there by Cole Rumsick and gets a big first down for Deckerville.
I formation from the 39, man in motion to the wide to right. It's Cole Rumsick. Hand off to Handley around the left end, across the 35, down to tackled out of bounds at the 31-yard line. It's going to be an 8-yard gain brought down by Hoogerhide out of the outside linebacker. Stops the clock with 4:50 left in the third quarter, 24-20, Deckerville by 4 points. Second down, 2 to go.
Just when you least expect it, Deckerville likes to put guys in motion and try to see who's going to come out and cover that running back in motion. Cole Rumsick leaves the backfield, comes out to the wide receiver position, and one of the linebackers leave for Central Lake. And when they run it the opposite way, that's one less linebacker to make the tackle, and Rumsick is able to get a big gain on first down.
Hand off to Rumsick, and he has the first down now, tackled forward out to the 25-yard line. It's a 5-yard gain. Out of the battle of the pile for the orange jerseys, that would be Noah Newton, defensive tackle, junior for the squad, also plays left guard. First and 10 from the 25-yard line at the edge of the red zone for Deckerville.
Grant Papineau not far away either. Multiple Central Lake defenders in the area, but it's little too late. First down, Deckerville at the Central Lake 25-yard line.
I formation, Kineth under center. Hands it off to Cole Rumsick. Has room to run across the 20, nearly down to the 20-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Brought down by Papineau. after a four-yard, maybe five-yard gain. Second down, six to go for the Eagles inside the red zone. 4:18 left in the third, leading by 4 points, 24-20.
I agree. About a four-yard gain there after the spot, but those are nice gains for Deckerville on first down. Have no intentions of putting the ball in the air until Central Lake least expects it. They're going to force them to stop the run game, and Deckerville doesn't care if it takes four downs to get a first down. They'll use them all if they need to.
Kind of throwing to his right, passing downfield, has some Janowak open, and
touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Deckerville. Wyatt Janowak brings in the 21-yard catch for the score, and the Eagles back out by 10 points with 3:53 left in the third quarter. Deckerville 30, Trojans 20.
And just when you least expect it, they let kind of throw it over the top, and somehow that little guy, Wyatt Janowak, who's a monster, slides right through the middle of that defense, right up the hash marks, and breaks to the right side of the field, wide open, a little bit underthrown. But Wyatt Janowak's able to come back to the ball, make the catch on the one-yard line, and go into the end zone, standing up for a touchdown. Great play call by Deckerville and execution by Kynath and Janowak.
And Cole Rumzik is stopped at the one-yard line, so the two-point conversion is no good. That's the first non-successful two-point conversion for today for Deckerville, as he's brought down by Gavin Mortensen at the one. With 3:53 left in the third quarter, Deckerville back out by 10 points. Both teams with 6 points to start in these first 8 minutes of this third quarter. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, 30-20, Deckerville leading in the third quarter.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
.353 left in the third quarter. Deckerville with their first score of the second half, leading now by 10 points, 30-20. A 10-play, 60-yard, 4-minute, 23-second drive for the score, capped off with a touchdown pass to Wyatt Janowak. Two-point conversion, no good. That's the first incomplete two-point conversion on the day.
That's about the only hiccup for Deckerville on special teams this afternoon. So they've had a very good first three quarters of football. But as we were talking about on the break, Clark, they're up 10 with 3:53 to go in the third quarter. A stop here would be big for the Eagles.
Janowak's kick comes in at the 24-yard line, brought in in stride by Spangler at the 34 and out to the 37, 38-yard line. And that's where they will start. Tackle made by Cole Hewitt. Ever since Deckerville was forced on a 3-and-out to punt with 9-0 line left in the second quarter, Deckerville has scored on their next three drives. Every time they've touched the ball, they have ended it with a touchdown. They lead by 10 points, 3:47 left in the third. They're on defense, Central Lake at their own 38.
That's what I call efficient, Clark. They're finishing drives with touchdowns, and that's going to help them hold on to this lead.
And it's a handoff to Papineau up the middle, out for about maybe 2 yards. Curtis Vogel had his number. and brings him down just after a short gain. Second down, 8 to go from the 40-yard line. Right to left across your radio are the orange-clad Trojans.
Just another fullback dive for Grant Papineau. A lot of action from the quarterback. And Spangler, the running back, splitting out, trying to feel like it's a sweep. But Deckerville not falling forward at all. Good eyes on the football, not